We welcome you inside the film room once again on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we've already taken a look at the bigger cornerbacks in this draft class. Now it's time to take a look at the smaller ones, the under 6 foot cornerbacks. And let's talk about a cornerback who was a point guard on the Miami basketball team, Miami of Ohio, up until last year. Only 1 year of college football. Very productive in that 1 year, though. And we'll see him make an incredible interception here at the Senior Bowl. What do you see from Quentin Rollins, and what kind of upside do you see because he only had that 1 year of college football?
And that's the question with him, Bo. And, you know, what's really interesting here, here's a phenomenal interception on a deeper throw. But I thought that at this point in his career, and keep in mind, he's the classic example of a prospect because he's played 1 year.
Yes.
But I thought he was much more comfortable playing in press man than he was playing in off coverage at this point. And that just may be a function of not having played a ton of football, because I think in press man, it's pretty much you got him and you're right in his face and you got him. I think in off coverage, there's a lot more in terms of reading stems of receivers. He did not look as comfortable to me in off coverage. And I think he has very good foot quickness, which I don't think showed up as much in off coverage as it did in press man. So he's a work in progress as an NFL corner, but I think he has the physical traits to play.
The other knock on him, short arms, I think 5'11", doesn't have necessarily the length that you want on the outside, but maybe can get it done.
These are the
That's
guys
why he's
then,
a mid-round guy.
And these are the guys then also, when you talk about some of these shorter guys, the part of that is, do they end up being in the slot
That's
in the
exactly
NFL?
Right.
Because can they play outside the numbers against big, physical NFL wideouts?
All right, well, tell me what you think about Oregon State's Steven Nelson here from the Senior Bowl. He's 5'10". Is he going to be able to stay on the outside?
I tell you, he played on the outside really well for Oregon State. And, again, he matched up. I saw him play against Jalen Strong. He got in Strong's face. Strong's a 6'2", 216-pound kid. He got in his face. Strong struggled to get open. Steven Nelson is feisty. He's competitive. I wonder if ultimately he can be a Brent Grimes type of player. Brent Grimes plays on the outside. I think Nelson's even bigger than Grimes, taller. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if Nelson can be that kind of player. He struck me, and it's funny, each player you have to do as an individual. You can't put, they're not cookie cutter guys and say, oh, he's 5'10", that means he can't do this. Nelson struck me as a guy that could play on the outside in the NFL, which doesn't mean he will. I just saw him that way.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few of the players who are most likely going to move inside. And we'll talk about a player with whom Eagles fans have become pretty familiar. Oregon's Ifo Ekpe-Olamu tore his ACL right before the college football playoffs. But that aside, what do you see from him as a prospect?
Quick player, very athletic, good movement, played both outside and in the slot. I think he's about 5'9".
Yes. Two-time All-Pac-12, so he has that track record of being productive.
Plays with another good corner in Troy Hill, who's also about 5'9".
Who we'll talk about.
Who we'll talk about momentarily. I think that you'll likely see him in the slot. That would be my sense. I don't think he can line up on the perimeter. And I think that there might be a lot of comparisons to someone like Jason Verrett coming out last year of TCU,
yep,
who I think Verrett was a better, more explosive athlete than our friend from Oregon. You can say his name better than I can.
Ifo.
There you go. Ifo. Okay. I think Verrett was a better prospect, and Verrett did play on the outside for the Chargers this year before he got hurt. I'm not sure Ifo can do that in the NFL at the level you would like.
All right. Well, we talked about Quentin Rollins, who was a basketball player before he was a football player. How about Senquez Golson from Ole Miss, an eighth-round pick of the Red Sox coming out of high school, but he chose to play football at Ole Miss. And boy, was he productive, especially last year as a senior.
Yeah.
You like his instincts, but he probably does have to stay on the inside.
I really like this kid as a player. And the player he reminds me of in the NFL, who's that may not be a well-known player, but is really a good player, is the Buffalo Bills nickel corner, slot corner, Nickel Roby, who's also about 5'8". He came out of USC. And I think Golson is that guy, and I think Golson could be terrific in that role. He's a sudden, quick-twitch guy. He can play physically. He can blitz. I think Golson fits perfectly as an NFL slot corner, and I think you'll see him there maybe as a rookie.
All right, one of my favorite interviews from the Senior Bowl was DeJon Smith from Florida Atlantic, three-year starter, captain, 4'4", 5'40".
Yep.
You like him. Similar player to Golson. Those guys are very...
He's bigger.
He is a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger, and he obviously played on the outside for Florida Atlantic, played a lot of press man.
He's 5'10".
Yeah, he's right on that level of where do you think he can play outside in the NFL. Obviously, that's what he did in college, as all these guys do. The question is, can he line up there in the NFL? I think he has good press man potential. And if you feel that he can play press man and be effective, then you're going to give him a shot on the outside. My guess is that's where he'll start, and then they'll work him inside, depending on how that goes.
All right, tell me about Ronald Darby from Florida State. Everybody knows about P.J. Williams, but Ronald Darby went to the combine, broke 4.4 in the 40. That's sort of how he got on everybody's radar. What do you think about him?
Yeah, this kid can run.
He can't catch, though.
Apparently not. I liked Darby on film, and there were times I actually liked him more than Williams. Now, Williams, my guess is he'll be drafted before Darby because he's more prototypical in terms of the traits that you look for and the size. But I think Darby's not short. Darby's just a little smaller than Williams. Mm-hmm. But Darby has really, he's a quick twitch kid. He can run. Again, at Florida State, they play both press, they play off. He has extensive experience playing both. I think Darby can start on the outside. We'll see how that goes, but he's the fastest corner, just pure speed in the draft, although he couldn't keep up with Philip Dorsett.
All right, how about we close it out with Troy Hill, who you teased earlier from Oregon. Really the nickel specialist for Oregon, but what do you see from him?
Well, he played outside and in the slot, predominantly outside. I like him more than Ifo. I think he's really a feisty, tough competitor. When you watch film, I really noticed him more than Ifo, and I think it's because of his competitive nature and the way he played the run and the way he tackled. Again, he's not quite Jason Verrett. He's likely to be a slot guy. I think he can fill that role exceptionally well in the NFL.
All right, well, that'll do it for our breakdown of the smaller cornerbacks. We've only got one more position to get to. That's the safeties, and that's next time here inside the film room. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf.